Welcome to the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. Shaping Portsmouth is a collaboration of key Portsmouth businesses, transforming Portsmouth together.
Hello and welcome to this week's Shaping Portsmouth podcast. I am Charlotte Grant, Partnership and Programme Support at Shaping Portsmouth. This is my first ever podcast episode. It's a Trustee Week special and I'm here with Tony McCarthy from Hive Portsmouth. Welcome, Tony.
Thanks, Charla.
It's really great to have you here. Like I said, it's a Trustee Week special and we've been doing some work together around trustees. And this episode is actually going to be shared in the middle, I think, of Trustee Week. I'd love for you to introduce yourself, Tony, and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you get up to at Hive.
Thanks, Charla. I'm Tony McCarthy and I've been working at the Hive for about 6 months. My job is voluntary sector support officer, so I kind of support people setting up and establishing community organisations, helping establish charities with things like governance, with fundraising, with policy issues. But what's great is the front desk at the Hive or emails, you never know who's going to want to contact you. So amazing range of people with great ideas that want to set up a charity or become a social enterprise or even established charities that want advice about governance and things or have got issues with what they're doing, etc. So it's just every day is different and every day is quite exciting because you can't predict what's going to come through the door or who you can be able to help and support. So it's just an amazing job to do and it's something I really feel passionate about is the voluntary and community sector and just how vibrant and alive it is in the city and how proud we should be of all those people grafting away in the voluntary and community sector. So it's quite privileged to work, do what I do for a living. So,
yeah. Oh, how wonderful for you to really find joy in that role, Tony. And you're so right. There is so much good stuff happening in the city. So many different charities and organisations, all just really, like you say, working flat out to make the good stuff happen in our city. So I love that you get to see exactly what goes on. And thinking about that then, we're talking about trustees this week because I guess to me, trustees seem a little bit like the unsung heroes of charities because I know how much work it is and I know charity leaders, I know how much their heart goes into things, but charities just wouldn't be able to kind of function in the ways that they do without trustees. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think unsung heroes is a very good description of a trustee. They're not normally the front face of a charity. Normally you'd see the chief exec or the staff. Whereas the trustees, with their a part of the proper governance of a of a charity. You need to have a group of trustees, a board of trustees who can oversee the running of the charity to meet all the legal compliance issues, but as well as to have a kind of a say in the direction of the charity. So if you're passionate about something, you don't become a trustee because you think, I want to go to meetings, I want to be on a board. You become a trustee because you feel passionate about something. And I think the range of charities we work with in the city, there's such a wide range of opportunities to become a trustee in something, an organisation you feel passionate about. Without that role of a trustee, the charities could not function properly. They've got a role of oversight and scrutiny, as well as being a complete part of that organisation, being able to shape its policies, its direction. And it's something you can be as hands-on. Some charities want you to be a real hands-on trustee and get engaged and involved in the work they do, as well as having the responsibility for governance. So there's a huge range of opportunities there because, you know, boards of trustees look after HR issues. Mm-hmm. They looked after promotion, and can be the public face of the charity if they want to. There's a whole range of skills that can come in, the whole financial area where if you've got skills in finance, it's always useful. You can actually oversee the direction of the charity properly and really bring something to the table of that organisation, as well as improving your own skills and what you're able to do. Because very often if you work for a big organisation, you see one small part mm-hmm. of how they operate. You could be in sales or marketing or finance, but if you're a charity trustee, you get an oversight of the whole organisation. You have a chance to shape the direction of that charity and be engaged in that whole process rather than just seeing a small part of it. And if you're looking to enhance your own skills it's such a huge opportunity to be, start off as a trustee and learn. You can learn so much. And good charities will always provide training for trustees. The Hive will provide training for trustees. We just need more trustees because it's kind of the unsung hero means that people think, oh, a trustee, it doesn't sound like it's right for me. But there are so many organisations out there who need trustees that anyone could be a trustee for. If you just think about the skills you've got, the skills you'd like to develop, there's real opportunities there in the city. So
yeah, you're so right. I think of a trustee really as the foundations. You know, if you want a charity to kind of to thrive and to keep doing the good that it wants to do, you really need to make sure that you're building it on solid foundations. And I think the right trustees can really help you do that. So let's have a think then. So have you been a trustee before? I know you're passionate about them, and we have a sort of shared passion, don't we, at the moment? In we feel a little bit like we're matchmaking in our current roles, aren't we? Finding these charities that need trustees and then matching them with the people with the right skills. So have you been a trustee before, Tony?
Yes, up until recently I was a trustee for Baby Box Isle of Wight, who run a baby bank, food bank and pantry in Ventnor on the island. And I worked for the town council as their community worker, and I kind of got to know the people that wanted to establish Baby Box. And it was such a brilliant idea, this idea that that parents in poverty can just have access to things like baby milk and nappies of all sizes and shapes. So Baby Box started that. Then the food bank was threatened with closure. So the food bank said, can we come and share Baby Box's premises? So Baby Box expanded to run a food bank, then expanded to run a pantry. It started employing staff. It became really quite a big organisation within the space of about 4 or 5 years. And it's just wonderful to be a part of that as a trustee, because I could bring something to the table. Being a community worker for so many years before, I knew my way around a little bit about the whole sort of voluntary sector and how to link with other organisations, how to get support for them, and a bit about fundraising as well. So we could actually work together as a board of trustees quite effectively and watch the organisation to expand. And it meant that I could sit on interview panels, go to meetings, attend forums if I wanted to, and kind of be really engaged in the whole direction of the charity, which is now kind of seems to be flourishing. And I kind of, it's very sad to say goodbye to it, but then I think that's, you know, there, it's good that there are other people in the town who are happy to be trustees of that organisation, because it's a merit mark of its success that is kind of self-sustaining now from when it started. And literally when it started, it was a woman with a box of nappies and said, I want to set this up. And you think, what? And it's just gone from strength to strength. They're one of the such a fabulous organisation, still doing great work on the island. So,
that's amazing. Yeah. And the trustee roles are usually volunteer roles, aren't they? So was it an unpaid role that you took on there? And how many hours did you volunteer for?
It was probably about a dozen a month. I mean, fortunately, my previous employer, you had volunteer days, so I could actually go and work in the pantry and the food bank. So I was allowed, I think, 5 volunteer days a year. This is when because I previously used to work for the National Lottery Community Fund, and they used to be quite keen that you get this stuff, get involved in.
Good giving back charities. Element. Yeah,
so you could actually understand how they work. So these volunteer days, a great idea for employers too, Sam, and hopefully that's something.
Well, that's really interesting, actually, because if anyone is listening that is employed and has volunteer days to use, perhaps it's really interesting to think about a trustee role. Absolutely. Because many of the trustee roles that have vacancies within the city, they are a short number of hours per month that they're looking for. And to explain a little bit about the collaboration between Shaping Portsmouth and Hive Portsmouth is that they're under our community pillar, we have a charity support network, which is our aim really as Shaping is to make sure that we're supporting as many people as possible within the city. And we really want to support the charity sector because we know how hard it is and we know the good work that goes on. So as part of that, we have a shared goal really, don't we, Tony, that we want to support trustee recruitment. So on the Shaping Portsmouth website and the Hive Portsmouth website, you can find all of the trustee vacancies at any time within the city. And then if you're an organisation that has a vacancy, a charity, you can go to Hive and they will be able to sort of assist and get all the information we need to start the trustee recruitment. And if you're a person with the skills and you're interested in being a trustee, then you can contact me at Shaping Portsmouth. And then between us, we have this joint matchmaking process, because we really want to make sure that good people find these roles, and the charities and organisations with vacancies, we just want to help highlight them across the city. So that's a little bit about our partnership and collaboration. And actually, this episode is going to be aired in Trustee Week, because we want to just raise the awareness and profile and honour trustees in our city. There is over, I looked at the stats actually ahead of this episode, there's nearly 1 million trustees across the UK. So that's a lot of people giving up their time to help this sector and to help charities to kind of have these foundations. We would love to hear from anybody that's interested in being a trustee. And that's a great idea, Tony. If the businesses have these volunteer hours, then what a lovely way to be able to contribute your skills to these charitable organisations.
I mean, I think being a trustee, it's also a way of developing your skills.
So yes.
You may not have those skills already, but if you want to develop your skills around finance, around HR, or particular areas of your development, I mean, it's a real opportunity to do that.
Yeah. It looks great on your CV, doesn't it?
Yeah,
to say that you've been part of a charity, and like you say, having awareness of all these different parts of the roles that are required. Yeah. I am really proud of this work, Tony. I think it's been a great collaboration between us both. Yeah. And I'm hoping that this matchmaking will continue. Are you?
Yeah, I think it's a real opportunity. I mean, particularly with Shaping's connection with the business community in the city and developing the skills of people in those organisations that you work with. And I think it's such a fruitful partnership. I can see other opportunities for joint work between Hive and Shaping as we go forward in the future, because I think it's such an important work you do to engage with the business community and
sure.
more broadly than the work that the Hive do with the voluntary and community sector.
Yeah.
So
yep. Yeah, it's a good match, isn't it? Yeah. And we are, well, we're hosting an event, aren't we? A matchmaking event. And it may well have happened by the time this podcast is shared, but hopefully it's the start of the work about spaces where potential trustees and charity organisations can come together, because it's so important that we kind of strengthen those links. And I know personally from speaking to people kind of within the business world, everyone wants to help and they have the skills to do it. It's just knowing what's available and how they can kind of connect. So if this first event goes well, Tony, this might be the start of a few more, do you think?
Yeah, I think so, Charlotte. That's absolutely right.
You know, any excuse to get together with tea and cake is always welcome in my world.
And we're lucky because we've got some really good speakers at that event, including people who are chief execs of charities and trustees of existing charities in the city. So it's a real opportunity to come and hear their experience of
yes.
what it's like and the commitment involved. Because I think people may be put off thinking, what am I signing up for?
Yeah.
But you can really hear. I mean, you know, you're talking with some organisations, it could be as little as 6 or 7 hours a month.
Yeah.
Which, if you think about it, isn't a massive, massive commitment. But of course, you can go do more than that. And many of the trustees in the city do a lot more than that and are really work very hard alongside the organisations. And you can be any age. You don't have to be an older person with lots of experience. Young trustees bring something different to the organisations they work with. We don't want young charities that focus on work with young people. We want young people to be part of their trustee boards and have the views of young people in all charities across the city if we can too.
Yeah, that's so wise. And I guess it's all about the different perspectives that you can offer. So we're learning a few things here. Don't be ruled out by your experience, your age. Talk to us and just ask the question. Find out what the vacancies are. Find out about the charities with vacancies and what their kind of goals are. All of the information is on both of our websites. Stay tuned for more events from between Shaping Portsmouth and Hive Portsmouth, because hopefully this is just the start of our work together and our commitment to helping fill these trustee vacancies. And yeah, we're just really excited to keep working together, Tony, aren't we?
I mean, this is
your first podcast, isn't it?
It is my first podcast.
Yeah.
So that's all new to me.
I know. Well, this is my first time hosting. This is your first time being a guest. So isn't it lovely that we can share in this together? Yeah. I've loved chatting to you. I wonder if there is... Now, this is a way that we always kind of end these podcasts. It's, have you got a place or a tip or a view about Portsmouth? Is there somewhere that you love to visit, somewhere like you like to go? Where would that be?
Well, I think it has to be the Model Village. I was thinking
wow.
about this because when I first moved to the city as a child with my sister and my mum and dad, and we lived in a boarding house in Festing Road, the first thing I was about 9, she was about 8, is went wandering down towards the canoe lake, and we saw the Model Village, and we thought, wow, this is heaven. This
wow.
is such a fantastic thing. And actually now, being fortunate enough to live within half a mile of the area and around Canoe Lake, the Model Village, the Rose Garden, you think, what a lovely thing. When you see families with children, you see all those lovely barbecues during the summer, you think, this is a fantastic place for a city to be so proud of this, how it brings people together. And that little area in South, it's just
yeah.
absolutely beautiful. So that's it for me.
It's weird. I mean, I'm sure it has lots of nostalgic memories for you. But it's strange because I used to live in Eastleigh, so I would walk up and down that yeah. part of the beach all the time. And I guess after a while, you kind of take it for granted, don't you,
yeah.
that it's there. But if you're coming to the city for the first time, and especially if you have a family, it's a great place to visit.
Yeah, it's a regular for me. I've got an elderly, grumpy dog that I take walking down there quite
Aww.
Regularly too. And he seems to enjoy sniffing all
yeah.
the way around the walk. But yeah.
And you're right, in the summer, along that whole stretch, always filled with families, enjoying barbecues, having kind of gatherings.
Yeah.
It's really great to see, isn't it?
No, it's really good.
We're very lucky. There's lots of places in the city to be proud of.
Yep, no, we are. That's great.
Well, Tony, I've really enjoyed chatting to you today. Thank you for sharing and highlighting the benefits of being a trustee, what you can get out of it, how helpful it is for charities. And I look forward to continuing our work together.
Oh, thanks very much, Charlotte. It's been a pleasure to be part of this. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Shaping Portsmouth, working to make Portsmouth the number one UK city in which to invest, live, learn, work and visit. To find out more, please visit shapingportsmouth.co.uk. This podcast was supported by Spark Community Space and Portsmouth Community Lottery.